Snow is falling across a portion of the Midwest here this morning as cold air tries to seep further to the south from the upper parts of the region. The colder temperatures will overspread most areas today, but it'll be a short stay with a return of warmer weather expected over the weekend and on into next week. The snow that occurs will stay relatively light as well, and we'll probably see it accumulate only a dusting to a quick inch, maybe two in a few locations. Some areas downwind from the Great Lakes will likely see heavier amounts of snow than any other area. In the last 24 hours, we have seen snow accumulate in various locations from Montana into portions of the Great Lakes region, but a large part of this region has only reported a dusting of accumulation thus far. There will be a new disturbance that will form tomorrow and move on across the northern plains and into a part of the northern Midwest as we go from tomorrow night into Saturday. This new storm system will likely generate a greater amount of snow, with accumulations from South Dakota into parts of southern Michigan and northern Ohio to run anywhere from 2 to 4 inches, and perhaps some local totals getting upwards to 5 inches. This snow event will be followed by warmer temperatures rather than colder conditions, and so we will get away from the coldest weather that we will be dealing with over the next 2 days. Our temperatures across the region this afternoon will be held to a fairly narrow range. We're not expecting to see temperatures warm up very much because we have just experienced the reinforcing shot of colder air as it came into the region. And so the afternoon readings today are likely to hold fairly steady in the upper parts of the Midwest, with readings limited to these negative and positive single-digit readings. We'll look for temperatures in the lower Midwest to hold in the 20s and 30s, with actually some fall off in temperatures as we get into the afternoon. High temperatures tomorrow across the Midwest will be limited to the single digits in teens north and 20s and 30s in the south. We will likely see further warming take place as we move on into the weekend. Saturday's highs will be in the teens and 20s northwest and 20s and 30s southeast. And Sunday will likely see readings mostly in the 20s and 30s north and 30s, 40s, and perhaps even a few lower 50s in the south. Low temperatures these next few nights are likely to fall off into a narrow range of sub-zero readings expected to occur from Iowa and northeastern Nebraska, as well as northwestern Illinois, back into the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. Extremes near the Canada border will likely drop into the negative teens, maybe as cold as minus 23. We'll likely see the coldest air beginning to abate from that point onward, and the low temperatures over the rest of the weekend will likely run in the single digits and teens, and we'll likely see that in the north, while southern areas will see lows in the 20s and 30s. The precipitation potential outside of the disturbance coming along for tomorrow into Saturday is relatively limited. I don't think we'll see another larger scale storm system impacting the region until we get into the middle part of next week. At that time, another storm system will come out of the Great Plains, start impacting the upper Midwest initially, and then we'll likely see the system have a little more focus on the heart of the Delta and the eastern Midwest as we move into Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Some of that precipitation could be moderate to heavy. We'll watch it real closely. It's still too far out, though, to get much more specific than what I've just said. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.